The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Taiwan recently hosted its annual Automation, Intelligence, and Robot Show. The event was separated into five different product categories of smart manufacturing, smart services, service robots, artificial intelligence, and industrial supply, with the main focus on industrial robotic arms. Wang Xu, the Divisional Director for the Industrial Technology Research Institute, spoke on the local availability of the robotic arms.
There are many locally made industrial robotic arms available now. We're quite mature in this sector. Right now, the emphasis, and this is what our research institute is focusing on, is upgrading to a total system solution platform.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the demand for autonomous robotic arms has skyrocketed as more factories continue to look to replace human workers with robots. Wang Xu went on to explain the current state of the industry.
This kind of total systems integration can bring about an upgrade of our traditional industrial base. Taiwan's industrial base is still very much medium to small factories. The challenges of these factories are smaller volume output, but more product variety, plus labor shortages due to a decline in the birth rate.
The International Federation of Robotics estimates that by 2022, 4 million industrial robots will be working in factories worldwide. Mahatma Gandhi's iconic pair of gold-plated glasses went up for auction last weekend. East Bristol Auctions in Southwest England received the glass in their mailbox with a letter attached. Andy Stowe is an auctioneer.
We came in one Monday morning to find an envelope rather haphazardly sticking out of our letterbox. A colleague of mine grabbed the envelope, we opened it up, and inside was a pair of spectacles along with a note which said, "These once belonged to Gandhi, give me a call." We kind of went, "Okay then." And a few hours later, after lunch, I gave the phone number a call, and we came across this incredible story of these spectacles belonging to Gandhi, given to the vendor's uncle back in around about 1920 or so.
Stowe said once the bifocals went under the hammer, the auction house instantly started to receive bets well beyond their initial appraisal. The final sale of the glasses went for £260,000, about $340,000. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.